No, no, Tom said today, he says, well, we always have it in.
Yeah, of course, it's always in. It's always in your pocket, but it's deep, deep down in your pocket.
That's what I mean. Do you have to literally look up and see, like, nobody on the field?
No, I mean, honestly, we keep it oiled up. I mean, it's, you know, we definitely have all types of fakes up, you know, not only punt, but, you know, I mean, I think if you don't, you're not preparing for the game. But
there's a way to have it oiled up and have it really oiled up.
You know what I mean? We're really oiled up. We do it. We do all fakes on all different facets of special teams and all trick plays on offense, you know, every week. So, you know, so when the time comes and we need to execute it, you know, we feel confident in making that call. But, you know, we just really haven't been in a situation where we've really been able to use it. So, because, you know, depending on where you're at in the game, if you're down 17 points, you know, they're expecting it. So you're kind of better off keeping a quarterback that's making $20 million a year out there going on fourth down than you are having your punter run or something like that.
Being in the community, helping others, and we look at your Instagram with the fire people and, you know, at Christmas time.
Sure.
What is that like for you?
You know, a lot of people have hobbies, hunting, fishing, shopping. You know, to me, I have, you know, four buckets of my life in which I choose to invest my time. It's my family, football, fitness, and philanthropy. I call it the four F's, but obviously I'm educated enough to know philanthropy is with a P. But, you know, those are four things I'm incredibly passionate about. And if it's something that I'm going to invest my time in and it doesn't fit into those four buckets, to be honest with you, I don't do it. You know, it's got to involve one of the four. And philanthropy has been something, you know, to me that's it's almost been like a drug. You know, I get a high from seeing kids smile and, you know that I'm inspiring them and motivating them and changing their life. And, you know, I'm not so far removed from being that kid. You know, 10, 11 years ago, I remember going to Colts training camp when they had it in my hometown in Terre Haute, Indiana, you know, and watching the kickers and the punters and Peyton Manning being like, wow, man, that's so amazing. That's so cool. And to be on the same playing field as those guys, it's a blessing. It really is. And I've had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, winning the Super Bowl is fun. Getting the ring is fun. But really, you know, being able to leverage that celebrity and that notoriety that comes with being a world champion, you know, my life has changed since I've been a part of that Super Bowl championship team, not just, you know, getting the ring and, you know, having Super Bowl champion be attached to my name, but, you know, kids look at you differently too. You know, when the principal says, hey, we've got a Super Bowl champion coming in here, they don't even need to know what my name is. They just need to know that I was a world champion at one point. And, you know, that gives you a lot of clout and a lot of credibility with kids, and I've had a lot of fun with it.